wouldn't call Winston Moss's job responsibility a switch. I would say it's expanded. I think if you look back through the history of the 3-4 defense, in the reality of us, you know, really, how much are we really in a traditional 3-4 based defense? You know, there was always just one linebacker coach. I think I feel strongly that with our new structure of having all the linebackers, the inside linebackers, the outside linebackers, and really a position that we attempted to develop last year in the elephant position with Mike Neal, kind of a dual role outside linebacker, defensive end, maybe some defensive tackle. All those players being in one room here in one common voice, with, you know, Scott McCurley being the assistant. You know, I feel very good about the way it's structured, and it's something Donald Capers, you know, he's used this format in the past. So I thought it was a very natural transition for us, and I know our players will be excited about having, you know, everybody in one room, particularly playing for Winston Moss.
What went into the decision to bring Zook around?
Ron Zook?
Yeah.
Ron Zook's a heck of a football player, and obviously very, very experienced. You know, it was part of the decision. I interviewed some great guys, great coaches, excellent coaches for the position. But, you know, Ron has a personality, a level of experience, a big picture experience. I think he brings a different dimension to our special teams room. Also with Jason Simmons, also will be involved in special teams. I wanted to put more of an emphasis on that area, particularly, you know, the same thing one of our challenges every year with youth, you know, some of the injuries we've had, younger players playing early. There's a lot of one-on-one time that goes into special teams coaching. Everybody in the league goes through it. We just want to maximize, you know, that structure as far as to make sure our players are getting the one-on-one time. And I thought Ron brought a whole different dimension to the room.
Is it important for Alex to kind of get a broader vision of the whole offense working with running backs and then moving to quarterback?
You know, really, Alex Van Pelt going to running backs was really a damn good football coach that was out there. You know, I've known Alex Van Pelt since he's 18, 19 years old. So, but, you know, part of him coming here was give him an opportunity to coach the running backs because of, you know, the belief that I had in him as a person and as a coach. And I think it definitely has broadened his horizons as far as coaching offense. I know he's very appreciative of the 2 years coaching and running backs, but he's a quarterback coach. I mean, you're talking about a very talented football coach, played the position, knows this offense. You know, I learned the offense with Alex back in 1989, so we've learned a foundation together. So this move was something that was kind of a, you know, part of the future planning of our staff as individuals have an opportunity to move on.
Mike, getting back to linebackers, obviously there's going to be a difference in the way they're coached, but the way they play from a philosophical standpoint, Dom's defense, is that changing?
Well, our defense is going to change some. I mean, you don't ever stay the same. I'll set the vision for the defense. Don Capers and the defensive staff will carry it out. There will be some adjustments. I don't know if you'll notice them or not, but, you know, based on our personnel too, that obviously plays into it. You know, we're going through scheme evaluation. You know, we were not as multiple maybe this year as we've been in prior years, really because of the stress of the injuries on that unit. So we want to get back to some of the things that we did very well in the past and make sure we're, you know, carrying enough packages to utilize all of our players. So, you know, we obviously need to get better on defense. And I think these moves that we made on defense will definitely put us on that path.
But it's still a 3-4 base.
Correct. Yes.
Mike, how about with Sam, bringing Sam in?
Yeah, Sam. You know, I've always liked Sam Gash. He's an excellent fit for us. You know, he's played the position. He's coached the running backs. Did a very good job, you know, in the interview process. So, you know, he's worked with Alex Van Pelt in the past. So, I think his transition will be very, very easy to our offense.
Mike, with Sam, obviously you're able to move some internal guys up. Mm-hmm. But you're also bringing in a couple guys from outside the organization. Is that a nice mix to a couple of nice voices on occasion?
Definitely. I mean, you want fresh faces in there. You want to develop coaches just like you do players. So, you know, I feel very good about, you know, young coaches moving up. But, yeah, it's definitely, I mean, you want fresh faces in your building, new ideas. Just, you know, we don't have all the answers. So it's good to have new thoughts, new ideas, and those new guys will bring that to the table.
Mike, I think you referenced Ron's personality, I guess. Mm-hmm. How would you describe that and how that fits into what you're wanting to accomplish?
I mean, Ron Zook's got a ton of energy. Ron and I were on a staff back in 2000, 2001 in New Orleans, and you know, he was a defensive coordinator. I was the offensive coordinator. I really enjoyed practicing and competing against Ron. It was always a lot of fun. It was always very competitive, and that's something I'd always admired of him. And, you know, and also, frankly, you know, the fact that he's gone on and he's been a head coach and has built two programs, you know, that's something that I think will definitely be a benefit to our program and a benefit to myself.
You know, I'm not sure how it works. I mean, you reach out to a guy like that. Does he reach out to you? And I guess, what do you think when a guy with that kind of resume is in the mix? And production quite a lot of young guys.
Well, I mean, there's a network, you know, obviously in the coaching industry, and a lot of people talk to each other. So, I mean, it's part of my job responsibility to be aware of who's out there and what's going on. And obviously, Ron was available, and I thought he was an excellent fit for Sean Slocum in our special teams room.
Does Slocum's role change at all, or his duties, or is it going to be the same as it was in the past?
Sean Slocum's Sean Slocum's still a special teams coordinator. Yeah, and Ron will be the assistant special teams, and Jason Simmons will be the third coach in the room.
Mike Woodland has let go of Chad. Is it something like new special teams?
You know, Chad Moore did an excellent job for us. He's a fine young coach. You know, it's, you know, sometimes you feel you need to change, and that was, you know, part of my decision to go in a new direction.
Two more.
Mike, sorry to go off topic from the team, but the big talk in the NFL today is the possibility of an openly gay player in the NFL. What was your reaction to seeing that story?
Well, I think you definitely have to feel he's a courageous, you know, young man. But my understanding is that he's a talented player. So, and we've always, from day one, talked about our program, about our culture. And, you know, Ted and them are going through the draft process right now. And at the end of the day, it comes down to good football players. You know, if any player that can come here, be a good teammate, follow the rules of our program, which is one, you know, be respectful and produce on the football field, we got room for that guy.